Espresso English Podcast, Episode 51, How to Talk About Movies in English. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. We all like to watch movies, and it's fun to talk about them. In today's lesson, I'm going to teach you 12 phrases that we can use to describe movies, and inside the phrases, there will be some vocabulary that you can use for talking about films. Let's get started. Number 1. I have class tonight, so let's go to a matinee instead. A matinee is a showing of a movie in the daytime, usually in the afternoon. Matinees are often cheaper, less expensive, than movies shown at night. Number 2. What's it rated? Many countries have a system for rating movies, evaluating how appropriate the movie is for various ages. This is the movie rating system in the United States. G means general audience. This type of movie is appropriate for all ages, including children. PG means parental guidance suggested. That means the movie might contain some mild violence and implied sexual activity. PG-13 means parents strongly cautioned. A movie like this may contain some material that could be inappropriate for children under 13 years old, like moderate violence, strong language, or sexual situations. R means restricted. Kids under 17 can't see an R-rated movie unless they are accompanied by a parent or guardian, because the film has strong violence, sex, drug use, and/or very crude language. And finally, the rating NC-17 means adults only. A movie like this has extremely explicit and graphic violence or sex, extreme horror, etc. So, to ask about the rating of a movie, you can use the phrase, "What's it rated?" Number 3. The first movie was a hit, but the sequel bombed. Describing a movie as a hit means it's popular and successful. A lot of people saw and liked the movie. The word sequel means another movie that continues the story or theme of a previous movie. For example, Toy Story 2 is the sequel to Toy Story. Finally, if you say a movie bombed, it means it was a failure. It was not popular or successful. Number 4. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. This is an idiomatic expression that means the movie was very interesting and exciting. You were so involved with the movie that you sat on the edge, the front part of your seat, to get closer to the action. Number 5. The special effects were breathtaking, but the acting left something to be desired. Special effects are the effects created by computers for TV shows and movies, and acting is the performance of the actors and actresses. If you say the special effects are breathtaking, it means they were amazing and incredible. The expression left something to be desired means it was not very good. You wish it had been better. Number 6. Have you seen the trailer for the final part of the trilogy? A trailer is a 2 to 3 minute video summary of a movie, showing a few scenes that will interest people in seeing the entire movie. Film studios usually release a trailer in order to build excitement and anticipation before the movie comes out. A trilogy is a series of 3 movies, like Lord of the Rings. Number 7. I have a hard time understanding the dialogue without subtitles. I have a hard time is a common way to say I have difficulty in everyday spoken English. Subtitles are the written words on the bottom of the screen. They are used when a movie is translated from one language to another. The dialogue is in the original language, and the subtitles show the translation. But English learners often watch a movie in English, listening to English, with English subtitles so that you can listen and read at the same time. Number 8. Although the premise was intriguing, the plot was complex and a little hard to follow. The premise is the idea or concept of the movie, and the word intriguing means interesting, something that really gets your attention. The plot is the story of a movie or book, and if the plot was hard to follow, it means it was difficult to understand or confusing as you were watching the movie. Number 9. The completely implausible twist at the end ruined it. A twist is an unexpected turn of events. If you describe it as implausible, it means it was too unlikely, not probable, too difficult to believe that it could really happen in that way. And the word ruined means made it bad. Number 10. It's the feel-good movie of the year. I found it very touching. A feel-good movie is one that makes you feel good, obviously. The word touching means that it affected you emotionally in a good way. Another word you can use is heartwarming. If the movie is heartwarming, then it made your heart feel positive emotions. Number 11. My boyfriend thought it was hilarious, but I thought they went a little overboard with the potty humor. The word hilarious means extremely funny. Potty humor, also called toilet humor or off-color humor, is humor that is rather gross or disgusting because it involves sex or bodily functions. The expression went a little overboard means there was a little too much. I thought it was a little excessive. Number 12. To be honest, I liked the remake better than the original. The cast was much stronger. You can start a phrase with, to be honest, when you want to give your honest opinion. Sometimes filmmakers take a movie from the past and recreate it. The new version is called a remake. The word cast refers to all the actors and actresses who participated in the movie. So those are some phrases and vocabulary words that you can use when talking about movies. And if you'd like to learn more practical spoken English for daily life, check out the Everyday English Speaking course at EspressoEnglish.net. In this course, you'll learn English for daily life, social English, and functional English for talking about movies, sports, hobbies, and a ton of other situations. Visit EspressoEnglish.net. Click on Courses and look for the Everyday English Speaking course. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit EspressoEnglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500-plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.